The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we got a short one today and again tomorrow as the tournament sort of officially starts. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's Tuesday. If you're in a bad mood today, you're just not a good human being. What a beautiful day. My goodness. Have some fun. What's up, Hoffman?
Sports. What's going on with you, man?
Nothing, man. Just in a great freaking mood. What a beautiful day today.
Yeah, not bad.
Got out and got on my bicycle and just went nuts today because I didn't want to go inside. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
Always a good thing.
Well,
do we want to start with WTF Baylor?
We can always do that.
They just can't stop stepping on their own junk over there. I mean, yes, that they deserve that. I would think you'd be hyper careful about who you hire in wake of what's happened, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's a guy they hired in February. Associate Director of Football Operations, DeMarco Butler, fired after just a month on the job. According to KWTX-TV in Waco, it was discovered that Butler had been sending inappropriate text messages to a teenager.
Okay, now, when it says to a teenager, that could mean a lot of things. Let's start with
Well,
that.
They were sent to an individual who was an adult under Texas statute, for what that's worth.
Okay, so 17 or up.
17 or 18 or 19.
Which is fine with me, unless that person is a student at Baylor.
Yeah.
Then it's not okay,
no,
right?
No, not okay at all. 18's okay with me. I don't know how old this guy is. Doesn't matter.
28.
Okay. 17, even though that's legal.
I mean, it's creepy, but I'm not going to fault the guy for it.
No,
it,
but I think considering everything that's happened there, don't you have to be way above board on everything?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would think so, but
To be fair, there's still details that need to come out.
I'd have to see the pictures to know if it's worth it. She's 17.
I can't see you sending inappropriate text to a 17-year-old.
I'm 36, though.
Doesn't matter.
When I was 28, if I would have been single when I was 28, bro,
If you were working at a religious school where they'd made it pretty clear that you need to be above board, would you have done it?
I would have said maybe I was going to marry that 17-year-old girl. That's how they do it in those religious schools. They go and they hopefully get her an engagement ring the first semester, and then they're out of there.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with 17, too young.
Okay.
Even for 28, I don't think there's any difference. When you get to my age, there's no difference between a 28-year-old and a 36-year-old man.
There's a pretty big difference.
No, you should be an adult by then.
All right, fine.
Just saying. Now, 22-year-old, that's a little different. You know, but by then, you've been out of college. You've got a good job. They pay a lot at Baylor. What the hell?
Yeah.
It's just a bad look. I don't know all the details yet, but
yeah, I don't either, but it's not wise one way or the other.
No, it certainly looks bad. If you got fired over it, I'm pretty sure, you know, he might have gone full on Favre. I don't know. Which, in this day and age, probably shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
I wonder if the girl ratted him out.
Because
how else would you find out? Unless he did it on a company phone, which would be even worse.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe she snitched.
Maybe. Well, let this be a lesson.
These hoes ain't loyal. You know that.
You cannot trust them.
Hoes ain't loyal.
I've given up trying to ever understand women, much less 17-year-old girls or 18 or 19.
That would be tough.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And if you want to get in, probably next segment's a good time to jump in because we got a short show today. We're out at 5:30 as we have the first four on. You got any plays on any of these games tonight?
I'm still looking at a couple. I doubt it. I'll probably just watch and enjoy. I mean, I'm not a I'm still one of these people who's a little bit bitter that these games even happen.
Yeah, I know you're not a fan.
I don't need this. I mean, in all, like, the only reason I even care is because I want to start filling out my bracket
right
properly. And
well, there's a couple of these games where
the USC Providence game legitimately impacts what I do in the next round for my bracket's purposes. So that's tomorrow, but. Yeah, I don't have...
Yeah, I won't be filling mine out until late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning.
I have little interest in Mount St. Mary's and New Orleans tonight, which I guess that's the game we're off early for, right, John?
Yeah.
I'll probably watch Kansas State and Wake just to...
Yeah, that one I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I plus, since we're off early, by the time I get home, that game, the first one will be halfway through anyway.
Yeah.
Somebody brought up a good point. Favre wasn't full on, more like half on.
That's true.
Yeah, well played, sir. Well played, 713. 409 says, I got crap from my friends because I'm 19 and I was talking to a 16-year-old. Legally, I don't think you can do that.
That's kind of illegal. 19 and a 17-year-old, okay.
Yeah. Although, the problem with that, we've talked about this before.
If you're dating when you're, you know, 17 and 15.
Right.
Which isn't out of the ordinary.
No.
And like when I was a senior, I dated a sophomore for a little while.
Well, and if you get caught doing something with that person, you wind up being a sex offender or registered as a sex offender. And I'm sorry, that's not the same as Jared from Subway.
No.
It's not even in the same ballpark. But it doesn't matter. That's the law. 713-780-ESPN. Jesus, they're loud out there. What the hell are they doing out there now?
Yeah.
Is that Trey again?
Probably.
409 says she was a month away from 17 and we hadn't even gone on a date yet.
Oh, well.
Well, that's fine as long as you're not.
Wait around until she's 17 and hop on that train.
Exactly. Then you're legal. What's the problem? You can't wait a month?
Yeah.
I'm still getting a lot of questions about why aren't the Texans doing anything, that kind of stuff. It's. Yeah, until I think they're waiting to see what happens with Romo. And I think they missed out on all the right tackles they wanted. There's still a couple out there who would help them who might actually improve things. But, you know, there's I wouldn't panic. I know it's kind of throwing people into panic mode, but
yeah,
a lot of teams sit out here. Last year, they were really active because they needed to be. This year, they need to be at one position. Well, two. I still think right tackle is a big hole on this team. And I was kind of looking at the survey of mock drafts that they do. There's a lot of them that have them with like Cam Robinson dropping to 25.
That'd be nice.
Garrett Bowles dropping to 25. Those guys were there, I'd be all over it. The Wisconsin kid, some of them have him dropping to 25. I'd be okay with any of those three. I don't know if they can play, but most of them have him taking a quarterback. And I'll go on record as saying this. If a guy like Cam Robinson or Garrett Bowles is sitting there and you take Patrick Mahomes, you're stupid.
I'm with you.
I think you can get something else like that in the second or third round, and that's too high for a guy like Mahomes. And there's a lot of them haven't taken DeShone Kizer, who I can't stand. I don't think he's going to be a pro at all, but that's just me. But I think they've got to address the offensive line, man. And if you go out and get Tony Romo or Jay Cutler, then, yeah, you need to draft a quarterback. You don't need to be doing it one. You need to fill that offensive line hole.
Yeah.
That's my humble opinion. I'm also hearing whispers that, and I don't know if this is just BS, but that they're okay going in with Tom Savage as their starter next year.
Oh, God. Well, that would be a lesson that they'd learn the hard way. I can tell you that already. And if they do that, I mean, who are you assuming is the backup? Because I give over under 3/4 before he gets hurt.
Yeah. I think he'll get through a game and a half.
Okay.
So I got six quarters. I'll take the over on that.
All right.
If you're going three.
Good for you.
People ask me, what do you think of the Texans going after Malcolm Butler? I've seen nothing on that. I've seen that the Saints are negotiating with him right now and will make a trade, most likely.
Yeah, I don't know much about that.
And they can't afford him. I mean, the guy wants a ton of money. So I don't know where people are getting that from, but that's a – just don't see it. Sorry.
I will say, I mean, if – the money that they're going to have to give him is more than they were going to have to give Bouye. Now, that's
I'd rather have Malcolm
Butler. I'd rather have Butler than Bouye, and I wouldn't feel bad about paying him. But I don't think they can even entertain that idea until they figure out what's going on at quarterback. Like, until that domino falls, nothing else major can happen.
Yeah, and there's not – I mean, that's not an area of need. It's an area of – you need depth.
Yeah.
And from what I understand
– although it becomes an area of need if Kevin Johnson's not 100%.
Yeah, but you also have draft picks there. You get a second or third round pick. Well, wait a minute. We're talking about the Texans.
Yeah. All right, guys. Now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery with Dirt-Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room for free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free. $0. Call Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373, and go chemical-free with the guys over at Dirt-Free Carpet. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. They're not using the chemicals and the soaps like the other guys are doing. It's not necessarily safe for you, not necessarily safe for your kids or your pets. Dirt-Free's been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet. Tell them you heard it here, and you'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 936 says, there have been reports all day about the Texans and Butler from Chris. I don't know where you got that from. I think it sounds more like...
Like I said, who are these reports coming from? Yeah. And if you say somebody on Twitter, that doesn't count.
That strikes me as idle speculation, especially considering the guy's going to visit the Saints tomorrow, of which there are several reputable sources reporting that. And that makes absolutely zero sense from the Texans' perspective, considering the needs they have and that it would cost them a one. Yeah, no. And for what you have to pay him? Don't know who came up with that or why, but hey, if you want to get in, now's a good time. 713-780-3776 is your number. And it is a Tuesday. And so CBS Sports all day. Well, you shouldn't be paying attention to CBS Sports. And there is nothing out there on that. I looked on the break, so I don't know where you guys are getting it from. But there's not a reputable source that's mentioned it. Couple things. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The report is, and this is from CBS Local.
Okay, you can scratch that right now. We know who that comes from.
And... The name of the article is Report Texans Have Interest in Patriots Cornerback Butler. Okay. Well, yeah, they should.
Well, what report? What are they citing as the report?
They don't.
Okay. Well, that's not a report. So, yeah.
This report is from a weekend guy on 610.
Okay. So, yeah, that sounds...
He'd be in the know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports is reporting on Tuesday that the Texans are willing to part with their second-round pick in this year's draft if Butler is inked to a long-term deal.
Okay. There's your... At least he's semi-legitimate.
I guess.
Unless he's reporting it off of what he read on that website.
So, okay. Well...
I'm not going to say 0% chance. Less than 1% chance. And if you're the Patriots, you're not taking a two for him. Not when if somebody signs him, you're getting a one. Got to look at the other side of that. And what? Why does that make any sense at all? Let's sign him to a whole bunch of money, too, when you've already got all that money tied up back there.
You know, I guess the consideration is if you sign him, maybe you can cut John Joseph. And Joseph, which okay. is a money-saving move. But it's an upgrade, so that would be an upgrade. But you're still needing depth in that secondary at that point. So I don't know. I mean, if it happens, that'd be awesome. But yeah. I would not be you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they have interest. I have interest in him.
I really think they can't do anything until they figure out what's happening at quarterback. I really think that's kind of hamstringing everything.
Yeah, and I still think right tackle is a much, much bigger need right now. And if you're going to start dealing draft picks, you better deal one for a right tackle. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We said Skip Bayless must have told him. Yeah. Well, if Ed Holmes reporting it, he got it from somewhere, maybe. I mean, he's semi-legit, but that it still sounds like speculation to me.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the problem. We always get into what's speculation and what's real. And in this case, I'm going to go with speculation.
But hey, I mean,
if that's a good thing to speculate, if you're going to get him, sure. Right, but that's this time of year. Everybody's doing this kind of stuff. They're all coming out and saying, oh, you know, this guy's reporting this, and it's not really reporting. It's just speculation. But, oh well. That's the thing that Ryan says, show before you always was talking about Butler. Not that I agree with personalities on your station or spreading it too. Okay.
I mean, I'll tell you this. The personalities at our station, none of them have been over to Kirby today. I would almost guarantee it.
Breaking news, Texans interested in Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, sure they are.
Of course they are. Oh, boy. I got nothing. This is that time of year where people are just creating speculative crap. And that's what you do when you don't have anything to talk about. Let's make something up. Pretty sure they'd be interested in a lot of guys if the opportunity arose. It kind of gets to something that Lamont wrote on Houston Sports and stuff today about first Mike Florio, who was coming out talking about this Week 17 altercation, which is months old. And so now we're creating a news story out of it. People were talking about this when it happened. And he also kind of got into Owen Daniels a little bit because I guess Owen Daniels went on 610 and was talking about, you know, basically defending Osweiler. And I think part of it is any of these things, what you have to start asking, where is this coming from? Who would leak this and why? Because that's everything now. Where does it come from? Can you trust it?
I don't trust anybody.
I don't either, especially with stuff like this.
Andrew says, I just got back from the Dominican. Is there a bracket going for blitzers on ESPN? We have a bracket for our listeners to do too, right, Jung?
Yes, we do.
All right. Have we tweeted that out or?
Yeah, let me pull it up real quick. I'll tweet out the link to the bracket. And all you have to do, it's a lot like last year. All you have to do is sign in. If you have an account from last year, sign in and create your bracket. It's pretty easy to do. If you go to galmedia.com/brackets, you can fill it out. It shows all the talent, the VIP standings. You see AJ Raheel, Chris Taylor, and John Granato on the front page. If you want to connect through Facebook, you can do that as well. Pretty easy.
What do you win?
I will have to get with Michelle about that. Because I got told about that today.
Yeah, so he says, oh, it's front and center on your website. And I'm looking at the story. I don't know who who's Brett Coleman, John?
I don't know.
Here we go.
See, this is how I almost.
On whose website?
I almost said spit. On our ESPN 975. Hmm. And this is how stuff gets out of control.
Let me tell you, our website is looking for clicks. So there's probably some social media guy over there who's like, oh, I saw this story. Let me try to do this. People click on it. That's.
Well, they do have a thing that kind of picks up every Texans deal, but
it's he works or he writes for the Battle Red blog.
Okay. See, this is how crap like this gets out of control. Being interested in him and might be willing to give up a second round pick has turned into a new challenger to the Saints has emerged for the services of a former Super Bowl hero. According to Yahoo Sports' Eric Edholm, the Houston Texans have thrown their hat into the ring for Malcolm Butler. Right. That's not what the first story said.
I hope they have.
I do too. Good luck with that. I hope they get him. But, yeah, I think this seems a little to me. Let's get Nate on real quick. What's up, Nate? Nate?
Nate? Hello?
Yep, you're on. Go.
Hey, man. Yeah, I was calling. I heard you talk about right tackle. I know that's a big issue. I also agree. I don't like Jeff Allen either. I was wondering who you were thinking of as a replacement for agency-wise, if not, or if you couldn't find anybody in the draft.
Not much left out there.
Yeah.
At this point, you're talking about gambling on a guy who's had tons of injury issues. Because like the guys Ricky Wagner re-signed. And Ryan Clady's still out there, Sebastian Vollmer. Any of those guys would be an upgrade over what you have, but they're all carrying a lot of injury issues. I would think Vollmer would make some sense because he's played in the, quote, system. But he's also been hurt for most of his career. Wow, $178 winner in the next to last race at Sam Houston today.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier today, and the offensive line market has quickly dried up to the point where there's guys like Tom Compton. I mean, King Dunlap, Ryan Clady, you mentioned.
Austin Pastor.
Yeah. I mean, it's Gosder Sherrill. I mean, there's
Andre
Smith is still out there.
I thought he signed. I thought he was talking to the Bengals about going back to Cincinnati.
Maybe so.
It's a pretty weak market now.
So, I don't know. Maybe there's something out there. But there ain't a lot, if there is.
All right. So, you want the prizing for the brackets?
Yeah.
So, the prizing, the grand prize, which if you pick a perfect bracket, is 10 grand. The first place winner for the bracket gets a sports ticker from Ticker.com. Second place gets a pair of Cirque du Soleil tickets for April 6th and a $50 gift card to El Tiempo. And third place gets a $100 gift card to Uberito.
All right.
Interesting. If you're Butler, would you prefer the Texans over the Saints? Probably.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. But
if I was a defensive player, I would not be interested in going to the Saints.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about that is if they are in on that and a second round pick would do it and you're cutting Jonathan Joseph, I'd be okay with that. And again, you're in win now mode. That would be another indication that you're probably getting Tony Romo when he gets cut.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I got to tell you guys about my computer career. Time is flying by, ladies and gentlemen. It's already March. You know, we're halfway through March already. If you're not in a career or a job you love, don't waste another day. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation now. My Computer Career is an IT school where you can get trained to work in the high-demand field of information technology and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months, even with no experience. You attend classes live online just twice a week. You're going to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. What are you waiting for? A lot of these students are starting work before they even graduate. How great is that? My Computer Career is nationally accredited, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Time to love.
97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I'm losing faith in humanity, AJ. I really am. About had it with people. I'm going to just turn into a
homeless. Our listeners?
No, not our listeners.
Just who then?
People in general. Do you see how much money is being bet on this tournament? And maybe maybe people need to... It's so ridiculous. It's another one of those things that it's illegal, but it's not. 70 million brackets are expected to be completed. We got 330 million people in this country. 70 million of them are going to do a bracket. Care to guess how much is expected to be bet on March Madness total? How about $10.4
billion? Oh, boy.
You know how much of that's legally placed in Nevada?
Not, well.
Over under, what do you think? Out of $10.4
billion. I'd say about, I'd set the under, I'd go under 20%.
It's actually 3%.
Oh, boy. That's absurd.
$295 million. So 97% of all bets will be placed offshore, or now that includes brackets. Like technically what we're doing for our office one, that counts as gambling.
Okay.
But still, 97% of all bets.
Hey, did you hear Barry Laminek complaining about a $20 buy-in to our bracket?
I did not hear that. So real quickly, somebody asked, didn't it used to be mybookie.lv or am I an idiot? No, they have both. The mybookie.lv or mybookie.ag works. So you're fine. And you're not an idiot. I did not hear him complain about that.
Yeah, he was.
$20? $20?
Yeah.
God. He's got a job now. What's he whining about?
I don't know.
It's not like he's part-time anymore.
And he did a live read today, so that's like...
Ooh, well, there you go.
He's got money for it, yeah.
There's his $20 right there.
He'll even get change back.
Hell, I'm paying him slightly more than that each week to do his little update, so he can just use that. Let's get on a phone call. Nick. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to
good
you.
Question for you. If the Texans were to bring in, let's say, Romo or Cutler, and then maybe possibility of Chase Daniels as a backup, do you think the money would work if we were able to pull both of those guys? I'll hang up and listen.
I think Chase Daniels wouldn't want to be here if Tony Romo was here.
Yeah,
Chase Daniels wants to play.
His first goal is to be a starter. Now that doesn't mean he's going to wind up as a starter. I've seen the Cowboys have some interest in him as a backup, and I think he'll try to get a starting job first. But there's not too many of those left, if you think about it. And maybe he goes to San Francisco and has a chance to start at least for a while. But I don't think there's a huge market for starting quarterbacks. Where he's a clearly better than what they've already invested in. Like maybe you go to Jacksonville and compete with Blake Bortles.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, ideally you'd like to go somewhere where you've got a shot. And I think if he were playing with Tony,
he probably would get a shot because Tony Romo is going to break. He's going to snap at some point, whether it's 5 minutes into a game or six games in, he's going to snap. That's what he does. A lot of people asking about the bracket, just galmedia.com/bracket. That's it. Right? Is that correct, John?
Yes. Okay. Brackets.
Brackets? Okay.
Yeah.
Brackets.
But even if you do just bracket, it'll redirect you to brackets.
Okay. Well, fine. Brackets. galmedia.com/brackets. 281 asks, what about Mangold and Clady as OL upgrades? Nick Mangold would be interesting to me if you could get him relatively affordable. There's no guarantee that Nick Martin's coming back healthy, and if he is, guess what? Bet he'd make a pretty good guard.
Yeah.
You need some interior help there. Doesn't solve your tackle problem. I don't think you can sign both those guys, especially with where they are right now, unless you start whacking people. Now, as of today, I can't see both. As of tomorrow, if they renegotiate with somebody, for instance, redo J-Jo's deal or something like that, maybe redo Brian Cushing's deal, open up a little more room, you might be able to do both of them. I like Ryan Clady a lot. I think Mangold's a good one-year fill-in, make sure Martin's healthy. Guy can still play. Clady can play when he's healthy, but he's never healthy.
Right.
And that's the reason he's still out there, and that's the reason that guys like Reamer were getting so much money, because it's a thin market for offensive linemen. David says, everyone is saying the Texans need a better offensive line. Who is actually available to do so? I think we've just spent two segments on that almost.
Yeah, and it also goes back to, well, maybe they should have jumped on that earlier.
Yeah, that's an area where if they wanted to get one of these guys, then you probably needed to get in early. Now, if you're waiting for that secondary market and you're going to sign a guy like Vollmer and hope he's healthy, okay. I mean, of the available options, it's an option. It's whatever they do is going to be better than Chris Clark playing right tackle. And I think at this point you have to assume that Derek Newton may not play at all next year.
Yeah.
And even if he does, the guy's coming off two blown knees. What are you expecting out of him? So I do think that there's, you know, they need to move on that, whether it's here or in the draft. And if it's in the draft, how effective do you expect these guys to be right off the bat? That's the other thing. Yeah. I think Cam Robinson's...
If you draft one in the first round, I think that guy's playing for you right away.
Yeah, you're putting him in there, just like when you drafted Nick Martin in the second round last year. He was supposed to start for you. So if you draft a guy that early, you got to put him out there. And, yeah, I think the bottom line is it's really hard to speculate until you see... I think they're waiting on the quarterback position. They're going to try to deal with that first. And then after that, that's when they'll start trying to get some of these other cats in. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you know what? Next segment is probably your best time to do it, because the show's going to be over at 5:30.
Yeah.
We're gone. Out of here. Somebody says, how do you feel about trying Kendall Lamb at right tackle? He played some there last year. I mean, he's a guy. I don't think he's to his credit, he's gotten better each year, but I still don't consider him a plus at tackle. I think he's just – I think if he wound up being your swing tackle instead of Chris Clark, I'd be okay with that. But if he's your starting right tackle, I don't know if that's much of an upgrade. Just me.
No, it's not just you.
Okay. And – yeah, and a lot of these guys like him tend to develop over time. We see that with a lot of offensive linemen that are late draftees or unsigned free agents, that a couple of years they get better. But
I think that last year they made the mistake of assuming that everything was going to work out perfectly, which it never does.
No, and... By the end of training camp, it was already screwed.
Yeah. So, and I think thinking it's going to be ideal this year, it would be even more foolhardy, because clearly Dwayne Brown is going to wear down and he's going to stop being an effective left tackle.
Well, at some point you have to deal with that and draft somebody who could play the right side now and eventually move over there as they develop, but. You know, as of now, Dwayne Brown got better as the season went on. He got a little farther removed from that injury. I think he's still a very good left tackle who might have a really good year again next year. And if you're in win now mode, that's great. But for the future, that to me remains a very big concern, because they don't have an answer sitting on the roster or anywhere in the pipeline, frankly. So that's something they're going to have to deal with. I really hoped they would spend some money on a guy who could play right tackle for him now. But, you know, that's – the guys all went for a lot. And some of them, like Russell Okung, is a left tackle. I mean, I think he could play right tackle.
Yeah.
And be pretty good at it. But, yeah, he got a big deal, and they chose not to go that direction. So, we'll see. That's a gaping hole right now on their roster. Other than the guy under center, that's the most gaping hole. But – Nick Mangold's an interesting name, because I don't know that that's a position they'd be looking at, but if you can upgrade the center of your line, then I think you can afford to live with a rookie out there. And I think that's a good stopgap, because if Martin's healthy and ready to go, guess what? One of those guys, that's a good thing about a really good center. You can also play guard. So you'd have some options there. All right, hey, Houston Can Academies. Here, you got options there, too. You can donate a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a tractor, a lawnmower. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's been sitting out in your yard gathering rust. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible, which is fantastic, because with that tax deduction, next year, you probably just did your taxes. If you're doing them for next year, that's a big, big number you can get off your books. And the cool thing is, if you donate, you're also going to get a $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. That money's going to go to help kids at Houston Can Academies, where they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. Sometimes they had to get jobs. Sometimes they had issues with travel. There's all kinds of reasons these kids had to drop out. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, gives them another chance, and so many of them go on to graduate. So that old clunker you're not using anymore can really do a good thing. All you have to do is pick up the phone, and they need your help. 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you're over in Beaumont, they'll come and tow it. If you're in Port Arthur, in China, they'll come and tow it free of charge. Right off the car, not the kid.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Well, first I'm going to tell you, let's rodeo, Houston. A rodeo kicks. Rodeo has Demi Lovato today. For just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Demi Lovato. Also coming up at 5:30.
You digging this?
No, but it's not awful.
Not for you?
It's not awful. It's not something I would seek out.
Okay.
But if it were playing in the casino while I was walking through, I wouldn't throw
up. You bob your head a little?
If I were winning, yeah.
Okay.
Who was that other guy yesterday? What was his name?
Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt or Demi Lovato?
Like, who's hotter?
No. Oh. Which would you rather?
It's close. That's close. I'll go with Demi, but he's right there.
Yeah, it's a coin flip for me, too.
If you're talking music?
Yeah, music.
Oh, I'll probably take Demi because I've heard more of her songs.
I haven't really. I've probably heard hundreds of her songs. I just don't know what they are. Like, I haven't heard this one.
And I'm into cheesy pop more than I'm into cheesy country pop.
So. Or people keep calling him bro country. I'm not sure what that is, but okay. All right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. New Orleans, Mount St. Mary's coverage begins at 5:30. Wake Forest, Kansas State follows New Orleans, Mount St. Mary's right here on the station. So, I mean, I'm a little sad today. Last day of thoroughbred meet at Sam Houston.
Oh, man.
Profitable meet, though. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Just ran the last race there. So, threw a bunch back Saturday night. I almost got in danger of losing my profits for the meet after Saturday because I lost a pretty good chunk Saturday, but came back very strong yesterday and did okay today. A lot of people asking about old man Ball, and is he ruining his son's draft status?
I don't think he's ruining his draft status, but it would give me pause if I were an NBA GM. I'd say if it's even between two guys, I'm taking the guy whose dad isn't a super pageant dad. And I've got a new appreciation for how bad pageant dads can be.
Yeah.
By being around my kid's baseball team.
And, oh, well, you're around little league parents. That's a different animal.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. Same general concept.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not interested in that. And it seems like this guy, like, is wanting to be involved at all levels. And I just, No.
Hashtag Broncos. Sam Hunt equals hick hop. I like that term. Here's a theory for you. If a parent of an athlete is making news, then it's a bad thing unless that parent is a famous athlete themselves, like Archie Manning, for instance, LeBron James, because his kid's apparently a stud, or the parent's dying.
Or the parent slept with a teammate.
Now, that's not good. That's
the worst case.
No, that's not good.
That gets back to what I'm saying. Those are the only two instances where it's okay. Because if the parent's making news for anything else, they're either banging somebody that they shouldn't be.
On Twitter. Ranting.
Yes, ranting on Twitter. Or doing stuff like this to get attention.
None of it's good.
And that's all negative.
I don't want to know your dad's name or your mom's name. Like that's,
no.
Or your wife's name.
Yeah, wife, same thing. Yeah. Unless the wife is famous.
Yeah, and was famous before she met you.
Like Olivia Munn. Well, I guess they're not married yet, but okay. Even though there's been some negatives out of that. But that's a power couple. That's a different thing. But in general, yeah, same thing with your wife. Like, we should not have ever heard who Miko Grimes is. Never. We shouldn't know who she is. If we know who you are, then that's bad. You've done something stupid. So that general rule of life.
Yeah. So I'm from what I've heard, Markelle Fultz is probably going number one overall, and I think that's the right answer. That's who I would take if I had the number one pick. His team sucked. Washington is just it's a bad basketball program. He's an elite talent, and I think he's going to translate to the NBA very well. If I had the second pick, and I think that's where kind of the conversation gets started, I would probably rather have Josh Jackson than Lonzo Ball.
Okay.
So for that, I mean, I think those two players are pretty even, although I may prefer Josh Jackson because I think he can defend in the NBA, and I don't think Lonzo Ball can. So that may be why I would take him. But if I were a GM and I was looking and I thought everything was even, I'd much rather have Josh Jackson than Lonzo Ball because I feel like there's no baggage coming along with him. But yeah. Lonzo Ball, he's going to UCLA. Lakers probably will end up with the number two pick. Might make sense. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing, though.
Somebody says, what about J.J. Watt's mom doing the HEB commercials?
Don't need it.
No, that's a negative. Because you know what the conversation becomes? Well, what conversations we had about J.J. Watt's mom on the show? Would you? Is she hot? That's it. How would you feel about hooking up with J.J.'s mom? Nothing positive. Those aren't positive things. It's terrible. 713-780 ESPN. Oh, yeah. He's got his own hashtag now. That's also a negative. Hey, let me give something away here before I forget because we're not here for much longer. It's still Brimestone. Did you know that?
Brimestone.
It's still a menacing inferno of the old West.
That's my favorite movie, 2017, Brimestone.
Speaking of which, I finished that Patriot.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a weird ending, but overall, I think you would like it.
I have two episodes left of Sneaky Pete.
Both very good.
And then I think my next one is going to be this show called Goliath.
I've heard about that.
Also on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten into these Amazon Prime things now.
They're doing some good things, so I'm trying to take advantage
of them. Yeah, Sneaky Pete, I would say, worth your time, and Patriot, worth your time. Although, just a very odd show and has just a lot of weirdness to it.
When's it set?
Now.
Okay, modern times.
Yeah, it's about a guy who's a CIA operative, and his dad's the one sending him places.
Okay.
And they're from Texas.
I'll check it out.
I think you'll like it. It is just strange. It kind of feels a little bit like, I don't know, it's got like a Rushmore feel to it in a weird way. There's just a lot of mental oddities in it, but it's very funny at times. I'm not sure it knows what it wants to be, whether it wants to be a comedy or a drama, but I think it's worth your time.
Okay.
Right now, I'm going to give away the Brimstone movie tickets. No Words Can Silence the Past. Dakota Fanning, Guy Pearce, and Kit Harington. Very handsome man. My King, Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. Star in Brimstone, a triumphant thriller set in the menacing inferno of the Old West. Win a pair of tickets to see it at the AMC Willowbrook 24 Theater, rated R from Momentum Pictures. Caller number 10, you're going to see Brimstone. Not Brimstone. All right, what do we have here? Oh.
Zip Recruiter.
Guys, if you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Man, it's a different world. And I was talking to a friend the other day who is still trying to hire people the old-fashioned way. I'm like, look, man, you can't do that. You want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, and it's all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once, watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Yeah, it is easy to use. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. Quickly screen your candidates, rate them, hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses as well. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/play.